Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Donald Trump listening as his former fixer Michael Cohen testifies for a second day in the hush money trial, detailing claims that Trump directed Cohen to pay Stormy Daniels $130,000 to stay quiet about an alleged affair ahead of the 2016 election. Trump is charged with falsifying documents to reimburse Cohen. ABC News legal contributor Ken Nowaday on what jurors will be watching for on cross-examination.
I think what's important for the jurors is not so much it is important what Michael Cohen says, but how he says it. And there is going to be a stark contrast between, I think, his demeanor on direct examination and his demeanor on cross.
New tariffs in store for Chinese made goods, including electric vehicles. President Biden announcing the U.S. will quadruple entry fees to the U.S. by 100% to protect American made products. And at least two people were killed when a reported tornado tore through parts of Louisiana yesterday. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federal investigators are looking into a small community in northwest Wisconsin for a possible violation of the Voting Rights Act. The town of Thornapple near Ladysmith switched to all paper ballots last year. Federal law requires at least one machine for voters with disabilities. A complaint has been filed with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Conservative justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court sound reluctant to reopen unstaffed absentee ballot drop boxes. During oral arguments yesterday, Rebecca Bradley argued absentee voting is not protected by law.
The law in the state of Wisconsin is that there is a right to vote, but there is not a right to vote absentee. That is a privilege that was granted legislatively.
The August primary is 3 months away, and the November general election is 6 months off. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The man who attempted to take over a plane at the La Crosse Regional Airport in November and then threatened staff and law enforcement was placed in a mental health facility yesterday. Cody Anderson will spend 4 years at the facility on one count of armed robbery with a threat of force. Prosecutors said that Anderson drove a pickup truck through the gate at the airport and took over a private jet, leading to a standoff. Nobody was hurt during that standoff. Two men from La Crosse were rescued from the water in Chetek on Saturday night. In a release, the Barron County Sheriff's Office said that a 58-year-old man and 63-year-old man fell into the water off of the docks at a lakeside restaurant. Investigators said that one of the men fell into the water and the second man jumped in to try to save him. The 63-year-old man was flown to a hospital after being pulled from the water by rescue crews. The 58-year-old man was rescued by people nearby and was treated at the scene. For WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Brewers lose to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pirates chipped away through 9 innings to win 8-6. Pittsburgh's Brian Reynolds went 5-for-5 with a pair of singles, 2 doubles, and then connected on a home run.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Just had good self-talk in the box to myself and got some pitches to hit.
Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins suffering a hamstring injury running the bases. He's undergoing an MRI. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Rhys's injury, obviously he's got hamstring. We don't know anything more. I have an MRI in the morning, you know, to lose one of our leaders. We just got Yelly back. That's a big blow. Usually hamstrings are not better in a few days.
Elsewhere, the Cubs lost to the Braves in Atlanta. The final score 2-0. NBA, Thanasis Antetokounmpo underwent surgery to repair a torn Achilles he suffered during workouts last week in training. Doctors say the procedure went fine, but the 31-year-old expected to miss the upcoming season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with highs hitting the low 70s. With clear skies tonight, we'll fall to the mid-40s and rise back to the mid-70s tomorrow under abundant sunshine. All ahead of showers and thunderstorms rolling in on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Matt Nair are on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Watch out! They got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up next on the show, we talk to the co-founder of Courage MKE, 1133 public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Eagle 1490 AM.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, all along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, Tuesday, May 14th, 6 past the hour of 1. Welcome in to hour number 2 of the big show, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. A little overcast today, as Mr. Zommers noted at the top of the show. Some parts of Wisconsin continue to be under air quality advisories today due to some of those wildfires out west. Smoke drifts over here. For a guy like me who's struggling with springtime allergies yet, I don't really notice it, but I know there are people that with health issues, breathing issues that are affected by this type of weather. So if you're one of those, encourage you to stay inside or do whatever you have to avoid that. Should pass the next couple of days and a little rain here and there, but it looks like the weekend setting up to be quite nice on Saturday and Sunday, at least, in the 80s. Now, Friday, Mr. Zommers, Friday, I'm hoping for a good forecast because Friday night, going with me compadres, as we say in Spanish, my friends Kurt and Florcy, going to see Willie Nelson and family in town, in Madison, at Breeze Stevens Field.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. That should be really awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Willie at 90 or 91 now, I believe, and still getting it done. Still has the voice, still has especially the guitar picking ability. I saw his, I guess he's 90 because I saw his 90th birthday on CBS. We commented on it. And his son, one of his sons, Lucas Nelson, has his own band and he has a great voice on his own. But when he sings his dad's stuff, when Lucas sings Willie Nelson's songs, and for that 90th birthday party on CBS, he sang Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground. And man alive, if you closed your eyes, it was hard not to think it was just a younger Willie Nelson because their voices had that same kind of twang and vibrato to them. Wow, what a talent. So really excited, looking forward to, you can check online, might still be a ticket or two left, but it's at Breeze Stevens Field this Friday evening, Willie Nelson and family in concert. We'll see if Willie wants to stop by and say hello. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
I feel like that's not going to happen. But
I feel like it's not either, but it would be fantastic if it did. That's all I'm saying. Coming up this hour, I'm going to be taking a look, and in fact, let's get into it right now, about what's happening here in Wisconsin. Great story by Scott Bauer of the Associated Press. Great reporter. Been up there at the Capitol for a long time. Knows his stuff. Always reports accurate and great information. Headline here, Wisconsin Supreme Court's liberal justices show signs of wanting to overturn ballot drop box ban. Now, this is very interesting. And stand by, Mr. Zommers, because we'll take this cut of Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu in just a moment here. But I want to set this up according to Scott Bauer of the AP. Liberal justices who control the Wisconsin Supreme Court, showed signs yesterday of being willing to overturn a ruling that all but eliminated the use of absentee ballot drop boxes in the swing state. At issue is whether the court should overturn its July 2022 ruling that said nothing in state law allowed for absentee drop boxes to be placed anywhere other than in election clerk offices. Conservative justices who controlled the court back then, and that's key, but the court flipped to a 4-3 liberal control last year, setting the stage to possibly, keyword possibly, overturn the ruling. What if we got it wrong? Liberal Justice Jill Karofsky said in the earlier absentee ballot ruling during arguments. What if we made a mistake? Are we now supposed to just perpetuate the mistake into the future? The court heard arguments 3 months before the August 13th primary and 6 months ahead of the November presidential election. A reversal could have implications on what is expected to be another razor-thin presidential race in Wisconsin. Attorneys representing Republican backers of the early ruling argued yesterday that there have been no changes in the facts or the law to warrant overturning the ruling that's less than 2 years old. If the court does overturn the ruling, it will be revisiting again the next time majority control of the court flips, said one of the attorneys for the Republican-controlled legislature. But Karofsky said that the court was, if the court was to do it, it believed the earlier decision was egregiously wrong from the start, that its reasoning was exceptionally weak, and that the decision had been damaging, had damaging consequences. She and went back and forth from there. So here's the deal, kind of to break this down for you. So we had, and this really was important during the pandemic, when a lot of people, for health reasons, otherwise just couldn't or didn't want to go to a polling place where there's a lot of people around. And also, and this is what slays me, is that being a former Republican who left the party in 2011, remember it was Dwight David Eisenhower, Republican president of the United States, who supported the change to the Constitution, which allowed 18-year-olds to vote. And to summarize his theory, well, we want more people participating. We want to give young people an opportunity to vote. That was a Republican president, President Eisenhower. If you looked at other presidents, and particularly fighting Bob La Follette, who a lot of people forget was a Republican governor, then ended up leaving the Republican Party and starting the Progressive Party. But Bob La Follette, also Republican. Belle Case La Follette, his wife from Southwest Wisconsin. Belle Case La Follette and Bob La Follette were great supporters of the 19th Amendment, allowing women to vote. A suffragette, Belle Case La Follette, Republicans at the time. So if you look back at the true history of the real original Republican Party, it was a party of greater voting rights. Now, once you got into the late 60s and into the early 70s, when the Republican Party started to be bastardized by people like Pat Buchanan, then an advisor to Richard Nixon, that's where things really started going wrong. But there was a time in this country where Republican, the Republican Party, the actual original Republican Party founded in Ripon, Wisconsin, was the party fighting for broader and greater voting rights. So now you have these mega Trump Republicans who have hijacked the party, who have taken it over. Remember, we've played cuts by Trump himself and Don Jr. on this program, confirming that the Republican Party is now dead, that they've merged it with Trumpism, that it's the same thing, that according to the Republican presidential presumptive nominee, Trump and his son. So that can't be argued. They've made that announcement. It's the same thing. Republicanism and Trumpism now. So the old Republican Party is dead, and now we have the Trump Party, the Trumpism Party. All right? And there's even a, because Trump himself is telling people, don't vote early. It's a scam. because more often than not, now in the last 15, 20 years, more people who vote Democratic tend to vote early than Republicans. And here's where the weirdness goes. The Republican nominee, Donald Trump, presumptive nominee, who will be in Milwaukee here in a couple of months to, well, we'll see. We'll see how his trial goes. He may be under house arrest with an ankle bracelet in New York or Mar-a-Lago. We don't know. But in some way, shape, or form, Trump is set to accept the Republican nomination in July in Milwaukee. And he's telling people not to vote early. You don't want that. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin chairman of the Republican Party, Brian Arthur Schimming, a.k.a. the Shim Sham Man, known him a long time, great guy to get a Diet Coke with, not so great lately politically. But Brian Arthur Schimming, chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party, is doing this whole bank the vote campaign to vote early. He's a believer in voting early. He actually gets it. I applaud him for that. He's fighting his own nominee and people in the party. So here now yesterday at the state capitol, Republican and Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue was asked about early voting. We're going to take the entire clip here because it kind of gets funky at the end. Here is Devin Lemahue yesterday being asked about early voting.
You know, we just need to make sure that our elections are done fairly and that there's confidence in our electoral system. We've tried to work towards it. The governor continues to veto election bills, but we will continue to make sure that we put forward legislation that builds confidence in our electoral process and continue to try essentially show the difference between us and Democrats who want no legislation surrounding elections, let anybody vote, regardless of who they are.
Not true.
And those of us who want to make sure that it's easy to vote, but yet hard to cheat in elections. So thank you for your time.
And that's all it was? Mr. Zauber, is that where it ended? The clip?
There's a little bit more at the end.
The former president is saying he's kind of against it. Your party chair is saying he supports it.
But it's very, I didn't realize that there was more on it, so I didn't process that to make it easier.
All right, that's fine. So the reporter in the room brings this up, that Donald Trump is against early voting and that Brian Schimming, your state party chairman, is for early voting and trying to ask the Senate Majority Leader, Republican Devin Lemahue, where do you stand on this? And he wouldn't answer the question. The Senate Majority Leader, some would argue the third most powerful person in the state of Wisconsin behind the governor and the lieutenant governor. The Senate Majority Leader can't answer a simple question. Who's right? Donald Trump or Brian Schimming? That's where the Republican Party is at today in Wisconsin. And again, this is something I know a little something about, more than a little something, because I was there in the room in the Senate Republican caucus when they tried to get through these so-called voter ID bills. And again, for the record, I'm fine with a simple voter legal ID to vote, but we should be making it easy to access that legally. It should be easy to get to a DMV to get a driver's license or a state ID. We should be allowing university-issued student IDs to vote. We should be allowing a person with a current driver's license or ID from another state that's valid to simply exchange it out in Wisconsin. And Republicans have tried to, and in some cases been successful, in undoing all of that. They made it harder to vote. These early voting drop boxes are safe and secure. Take your calls and talk more about it on the other side. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today about how to get more entertainment for free. I'm going to tell you about a magical place called The Library. Seriously, if you have not been to your public library recently, check it out. They have way more than just books these days. They have a ton of movies that you can borrow, and sometimes you can even stream them. Like when my kiddo was younger, we would borrow from the library instead of rent for our Friday night movie night, and then we had a little bit of money left over that we could use for something special. And if your library has an online app, that can be game-changing. I get to read all the magazines for free that I used to pay for at the grocery store. All of the celebrity gossip, none of the guilt. Okay, some of the guilt. And they've also got audiobooks, which really help me get through doing stuff like laundry or, you know, other chores. For more on how to spend less and save more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Wall Show on a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Talking about this story from Scott Bauer, great reporter, journalist, pardon me, from the Associated Press on the Supreme Court yesterday, taking up this ban that the former conservative Supreme Court, one second. Thank you, Mr. Zoffer. I'm still fighting these goofy allergies, so I apologize. Get a little frog in the throat there.
Yeah, I have it a little bit, but not as bad as you do.
I know. It's just that crud of the spring. I apologize to our listeners and viewers, but we're all good now. You know, here's what we'll do. And remember, as David Letterman says, anytime you see me, your television and radio, well, not really television, but streaming and radio host, enjoy a beverage, it's a great opportunity for you, the home viewer and listener, to have a beverage as well. So here we go. Just
got to stay hydrated.
Some Wonder State coffee from the great roasters in Viroqua, Wisconsin. Wonder State, get your cup today. An unpaid, unsolicited endorsement from an actual user of Wonder State Coffee. Me.
Their coffee's great.
Me, Toddy. Your friendly streaming and radio broadcasting host. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Talking about these drop boxes that were safe and secure. The former Supreme Court conservative of Wisconsin, the conservative said, nope, we're throwing it out, not allowing it. Now it's being revisited in the Supreme Court yesterday. And it appears that the liberal majority, 4-3 liberal majority in Wisconsin of the Supreme Court may reverse that and allow drop boxes back once again. But then we had Devin Lemieux, the Senate majority leader, when asked directly, do you support Trump's voting day of, or Brian Arthur Schimming, Republican Party chair, bank your vote, which one do you support? And Devin Lemieux got tongue-tied and refused to answer it, which I just find fantastically rich. 855-752-4842. Gene, listening up on the tap in beautiful Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley. Gene, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, thank you so much for covering this issue. It's significant. Not a lot of talk about it on our side of the state, so you're enlightening people. In addition, I'm so thankful for you. I mean, you are really brave, and you have integrity, and I'm so thankful for that, because so many Republicans that I used to look up to just sold their integrity down the river just to follow, you know, in my opinion, criminal with a history of criminality, just to throw away all the things they've worked it for their entire lives. But anyway, I just want to
appreciate it, Gene. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Having been in a rural area, there's a lot of farmers that would use a drop box. In our area, and I'm sure other places in Wisconsin, their mail don't go to the local post office. Mm-hmm. It's sent, like ours, I think, is sent to Minnesota to be sorted, and then it comes back here.
Yep.
So if you don't get your ballot in, you're up the creek without a paddle. In addition to that, a lot of the small communities, you know, they have their clerks, but they're not there 8 hours a day, you know, 5 days a week. You know, some of them are part-time. So, I mean, they're hurting themselves also. So I think that I hope the Supreme Court does work for everybody and say, let's have the drop boxes. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And great job covering this.
Appreciate you, Gene. Thank you so very much. Gene, by the way, 855-752-4842. If you want to be like Gene, give us a call. 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you. 855-75-CIVIC. 855-75-CIVIC. So there you go. Give us a call, or also text on the Civic
Media text line as well. Gene brings up a great point. Coming from a more rural area, I mean, Eau Claire proper is obviously a major city, but a lot of, you don't have to go very far outside of Eau Claire to be in a rural area. I grew up in southwest Wisconsin, Richland County, lived for a time on the family farm in beautiful Bloom Township, northwestern Richland County. Now, we voted at a town hall out in the country, and your town clerk, to Gene's point, in a rural area, you don't have a full-time town clerk. These are great people, usually retired, but oftentimes they're working full or part-time jobs themselves. It's almost a community service. They'll get a small stipend, but it's certainly not a salary. So when I lived in Bloom Township in Richland County, if you wanted to do business with the town clerk, you had to call her up and say, hey, can I come over to your house tonight? That's where she had a lot. Her office was in her house. There wasn't a town hall that had a town clerk's office. And same thing if you wanted to vote early. You could request the absentee ballot and do it through the mail. But again, a great point by Gene is that many places, if not most now in Wisconsin, if you drop a letter in your local USPS mailbox, your blue mailbox, it doesn't just go from there right to your neighbor. It goes to Milwaukee in many cases. In Gene's case, saying the Eau Claire mail goes to the Twin Cities now. And then it makes its way back just to maybe go four blocks. It's just the way they sort mail now. So it lengthens the amount of time that you have to take to get an absentee ballot in. And your town clerk, he or she, might have another full-time or part-time job and might not be there. So Gene is 100% right. Because the narrative you hear from the MAGA Republicans out of Madison who are opposed to this is, oh, well, you know, it's just helping the liberals in Dane County and Milwaukee County. Well, of course they want this because, you know, it's going to drive up Democratic votes. The fact is, Gene's 100% right, that if Republicans actually represented their constituencies, if they understood their constituencies' lives, they would understand that early voting drop boxes could help both rural and urban places in Wisconsin. As my former boss, Dale Schultz, likes to say, we deserve nice things out here too. Why should people in the urban areas have an easier time voting than people in rural areas? And if you had early voting drop boxes, it could be uniform across Wisconsin. And by the way, you know, I think people think that this is like a wooden box, you know, like these little libraries that have, you know, in neighborhoods. No! I've got a picture of one right here. Scott Bauer, the AP article, put one in here. These things are as, if not more secure than a mailbox. They're bolted to cement with big industrial bolts. They're steel. You can't reach down inside of them. And you have to have your absentee ballot. You still have to follow all of the absentee ballot rules, and then you simply drop it off of this drop box, and then it's collected by poll workers. And the important thing to remember here is, despite the narrative by MAGA Republicans in Wisconsin, there is still no proof, P-R-O-O-F, the word is proof. There is no proof of any fraud happening, of anything meaningful, with early voting drop boxes. The chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Brian Arthur Schimming, is for early voting. Trumpster, not so much. Devin Lemieux, Republican majority leader, tongue-tied. He doesn't know who's right. Lemieux won't make a choice between Trump or Schimming. It's hysterical. Back after this.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Fewer people are signing up to serve in the military in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Army National Guard is operating at 90% strength, which is considered low. Data shows a sharp drop in new recruits in the last 20 years. Only about half as many people signed up to serve last year compared to 2004. People in Wisconsin are learning about large-scale renewable energy projects thanks to a $1 million grant to the University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension. The UW's Sherry Gruder says one goal is helping landowners negotiate with developers.
Not all farmers are going to spend $300 to $500 an hour to talk with an attorney, but we could help educate them on that type of thing.
Gruder says they'll also use listening sessions to bust myths about renewable energy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. A man is hurt after being hit by a train in Trempealeau County yesterday. The sheriff's office said that a 74-year-old man was found with a broken arm in the Trempealeau Wildlife Refuge yesterday afternoon after a railway employee said that a person had been hit by a train. According to investigators, the man's family reported him as missing right before he was found. The sheriff's office said the man was taken to Mayo Clinic in La Crosse for his injuries. A wave of closures to a chain restaurant is affecting La Crosse. Red Lobster closed its doors yesterday in the city, one of several dozen around the country that are no longer open. The company is currently being liquidated and is considering filing for bankruptcy. Red Lobster has about 650 locations nationwide, including 8 in Wisconsin. Two of the Wisconsin locations, La Crosse and Wauwatosa, are among the closures. An online auction with some of the company's equipment and inventory is scheduled to run through Thursday. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. Ed Harris will direct a script he adapted called The Plowman from the novel of the same name. Variety reports that Harris will direct a cast consisting of Owen McTeague, current star of The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, Bill Murray, and Nick Nolte. The film is described as a neo-noir crime thriller. This is Harris's third time behind the camera, and production will start this coming fall in Montana. Neo-noirs aren't typically box office darlings, but man, are they cool. If you thought you didn't like Yellowstone before, just wait till they put out a new show based on the Rip and Beth characters. Cole Hauser, who plays Rip, hinted during a recent interview with Country Living that show creator Taylor Sheridan might have a spinoff in the works. The rumors give avid fans something to look forward to, as Yellowstone will most likely end this fall. There are also rumors that Matthew McConaughey will star in a Yellowstone spinoff. Probably should have opened with that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today with highs hitting the low 70s. With clear skies tonight, we'll fall to the mid-40s and rise back to the mid-70s tomorrow under abundant sunshine. All ahead of showers and thunderstorms rolling in on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the host of Civic Media's The Maggie Dawn Show, Maggie Dawn, and Bigfoot tracker and enthusiast, Mike Desitel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 7 till 9.
Pursuing truth. youth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lowball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, May 14th. Mr. Zomers on the controls, producing and engineering. You can talk to him. He's a nice guy. He always picks up the phone and says, hey, what can I get you for lunch? No, he doesn't say that.
I have not said that.
But wouldn't that be fantastic if Zomers would bring you lunch? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Give us a call on the text line. Talking about this article, great coverage by the Associated Press, Scott Bauer, the reporter journalist, on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court yesterday hearing arguments on a case where they're asking the current liberal Supreme Court to overturn the former conservative Supreme Court's decision that banned ballot drop boxes. And remember, these are secure and safe steel drop boxes that are bolted to concrete and overseen and controlled by clerk's offices, and trained election poll workers.
They also just look beefy. Like, if I wanted to break into that, I don't know where I would begin.
No. I think they're more secure than a mailbox. Like one of our listeners to that as well. Off the text line, speaking of, Jill from Madison listening on WMDX says, how dumb do the Republicans think we are? My kids live in Denver. Colorado sends ballots to all registered voters, and there are ballot drop boxes all over the place. Drop boxes are arguably more secure than mailboxes. And don't get me started on LeMahieu. He is a coward and just as corrupt as his WEC appointment, Robert Spindell, unquote. Thank you, Jill from Madison for Texas. Of course, WEC, Wisconsin Election Commission. I think it's just rich and hilarious politically that you have the Republican presidential presumptive nominee, Donald Trump, saying don't vote early, don't use these things. And the Wisconsin chairman of the Republican Party, Brian Schimming, saying bank your vote. We want you to vote early. And when asked yesterday by great reporting at the state capitol, Devin LeMahieu would not say which one he agrees with. So I'm here to talk about, you know, something else and walked away. I mean, that is true cowardice. And it's exactly representative of today's Wisconsin Republican Party. It is disorganized. It is chaos. They don't know what to do because they have a whack job for a presumptive nominee in Trump, which they know is a whack job, by the way, but they can't get rid of him. And they know that if they say he's wrong, they're going to lose a lot of their base. Brian Schimming, to his credit, wants to win elections. And he fully understands, despite what Trump says, that if you follow Trump's role model of only voting day of, that puts Republicans in a huge hole. So he's trying to go out there and tactfully walk a line between his nominee and winning elections. And instead of getting help from the Senate majority leader of his own party, Devin LeMahieu at the Capitol undermines Schimming, but also won't say yes or no on Trump. They're in a terrible position. This is why the Republican Party of Wisconsin isn't raising much money. It's why Democrats continue to raise them and outspend them. Because Ben Wickler, the great chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, has his poop in a group. He's organized. He knows how to raise money. He has a plan. He has his people unified for the most part. And they're moving forward. These are the things you're not going to hear on mainstream media. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Matt listening in Middleton. Matt, thanks for listening and calling. What say you?
Hey, Todd. Your earlier segment with Gene from up there talking about ballots being borrowed. I was wondering if you think there's a link between this current MAGA, you know, loss of faith in democracy and trying to undermine elections and stuff. Do you think there's any connection between that and Louis DeJoy and Republicans trying to raising fees all so people can mail anymore?
Right.
You know, post office is an essential part of a democracy, and it feels like that's part of their plan, just Because mail-in voting should be the easiest, cheapest way to vote, and they don't seem to want to do that, or never will.
Right.
Wondering what you think about that.
I appreciate your call, Matt. Thank you so much for holding on there. And Matt, the cell phone was breaking up just a little bit, so I'll kind of repeat what I think he was saying. Our caller, Gene from Eau Claire, earlier commenting on this Dropbox story, he was following up and asking just kind of what my thoughts were, if this is connected, this anti-Republican or this Republican anti-vote early using Dropboxes was connected to Louis DeJoy, who heads up the United States Postal System and all the games he's been playing. And by the way, our colleagues, Jane Matinera and Greg Bach, have been all over this. They've been talking about this on and off here for a few days, what's happening at the Postal Service. And Second District Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan here in Madison was at a hearing, and Jane played this on her show, where Pocan was talking about, look, this guy is just, he doesn't want the public to know what's going on. And the reason that Biden can't get rid of DeJoy is that the Postal Service basically elect, they have a board of control, for lack of a better term, who votes on who presides. And right now, there's not enough appointments up where Biden could appoint enough people to the commission to get rid of DeJoy. And so they're kind of stuck with this guy, apparently. Which, again, is another great example of Joe Biden adhering to the law. Because you know if it was in reverse. If there was a person there that Trump didn't like, he'd just screw the law. He'd do it anyway. Say, sue me. But Biden's actually adhering to the law. Imagine that. So DeJoy, and he got it. I mean, even when Trump was still in office, the caller here is right, Matt Middleton, that DeJoy is continuing to... in my opinion, DeJoy at the Postal Service is much like Jay Rothman at the University of Wisconsin system. All they care about is the bottom line. The reason that Jay Rothman is closing 2-year campuses right and left, we're now up to 5 of the 13 gone, or the process thereof, is he believes that they are a drain on the UW system's budget. And the reason that he was put in place, I know this, by the regents, was to get UW system solvent, more solvent in the black and just cut. I mean, that's what the head of a law firm does, right? The head of a law firm goes in and makes it profitable. And Jay Rothman is doing the same thing at system. Robert DeJoy is doing the same thing at the Postal Service. There is a sect, for lack of a better term, a group of conservative Republicans who despise the U.S. Postal Service. Because it's not a big money maker, but it's one of those things that is integral to America, right? As I said, Jane's talked about this in her show. I know, coming from a rural area, there are a lot of people that rely on the Postal Service to survive, literally, i.e. they're getting their medications through the mail. Because remember, and the line from Republicans is, well, you know, let's just privatize it. You know, FedEx makes money on it. UPS makes money on it. So if the U.S. Postal Service isn't making money on it, they're doing something wrong. So let's just have FedEx and UPS and whoever else take over all of the mail delivery. It's not dissimilar to K-12 education. Private schools in K-12 education do not have to take all the students in their district. They can choose who they take. So they don't take kids with severe and profound learning disabilities or physical disabilities because it costs a lot of money to hire labor and to educate that child. But America decided that we're not going to discriminate based on those things. And so public schools have to take everyone, as I believe they should. Private schools don't have to. That's why they're more profitable. And it's the same way in mail delivery. UPS and FedEx doesn't have to deliver mail or items everywhere. The United States Postal Service does. So on the small town or long driveway gravel road that a postal person has to get to in all weather conditions, and it takes time and energy and money, they're obligated to deliver insulin or other medications to elderly people in rural areas, or not elderly. I know this will shock many people, but there are a lot of people out there that still write checks, paper checks, for their bills and send it through the mail. So yes, I do think that there is some connection between, and Republicans know that the harder it is, the slower the mail goes, you know, the worse it is for absentee ballots. So yeah, I mean, I believe that that's kind of part of it as well. I do. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Kurt, listening on WMDX in Madison. Kurt, always appreciate you listening. What say you?
Yeah, you know, early on when he got the position, he destroyed multi-million dollar sorting machines for no reason at all. Well, not for no reason, but very done intentionally. So to disrupt the system. As a matter of fact, he was just in front of the Senate, and the senator from Nevada was grilling him, saying, how do you plan on getting mail to Nevadans when you're sending the mail into California over the mountains and then back again? I mean, I don't understand how this guy, I know there's the postman, the general or the committee, but come on, what does it take for a bunch of knuckleheads to say, this guy is not doing us any favors and he should be fired?
I totally agree. But again, Kurt, I think that I don't think that DeJoy cares about people getting the mail. I don't. I think it's all about I think it's all about proving to Republicans, look how much I cut, and now we're in the black. I think that's his only goal.
No, I think he's doing it intentionally so it has to fold and be sold off to privatize it.
Right.
He is very deliberate in what he's doing.
Yeah. Right. I mean, would it be rich to find out that he has some stake in FedEx or UPS or something? I wouldn't put it past these Trump people. I mean, I really, there's always something in it for them, right?
Yep.
Appreciate the call, Kurt. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for your listenership. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also text us on the Civic Media text line. Always appreciate you. And the other thing is, for people that might not be from or ever lived in a rural area of Wisconsin, post offices are also not unlike our public schools in that it's a meeting place. Oftentimes, such as in Hill Point, Wisconsin, a little tiny unincorporated burg in southwest Wisconsin, there's a bar or two, maybe an implement dealership, or a feed and seed place, and a post office. And it's a place for people from the country and the area together. They meet each other down where they might have a post office box where they get their mail. And they have a relationship with their mail carrier. They know who the person is at the desk. You get the news. I know that sounds very foreign to a lot of people who are, you know, constantly scrolling their phones and say, well, people talk to each other still? People still mail things? Yes. Yes, they do. And this is, and again, the irony, right? That most of the places in Wisconsin where post offices are most important are rural areas represented by, guess who? Republicans. So again, you have to ask yourself, are the people you're voting for really watching out for your best interests? Just think about that. If you're in the 3rd District in Western Wisconsin, you see Derek Van Orten carrying on and on about how he's, you know, against this stuff, you know, against, you know, lifts up DeJoy as a hero. Ask yourself, is Derek Van Orten really voting in your best interest in rural Crawford County, in rural Polk County, in rural Trempealeau County, in rural Iowa, Richland, and Sauk County? Is Derek Van Orten really representing your best interests? I still believe that people are smart enough when given the facts, as Lincoln says, that they'll do the right thing. So that's what we're here for, just to give you some facts. Just the facts, ma'am, as good old Joe Friday used to say. It's going to be very interesting. We'll see. We'll keep following this. Great reporting by Scott Bauer at the Associated Press. Going to continue to follow this, see what the Wisconsin State Supreme Court does. It is good. Remember this. If they allow drop boxes for voting, it's good for everyone. Everyone in the state of Wisconsin. Back with more after this. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is when we have our network news, sports, and weather. And then coming up from 2 until 4 on these very airwaves, our friend and colleague, Maggie Dawn of the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show will be right here. Don't want to miss it. Always informative. Always a great time. Maggie Dawn every afternoon from 2 until 4. I said as we were coming out of commercial break for those watching the stream, oh, turn on the street cam that the great Sam Davidson set up here because, ironically enough, just a look at that. Mr. Zomer's getting fancy with the video. There was a postal carrier coming down the sidewalk on State Street, but they turned the corner there before we got back from the break. So
unfortunate,
but it just goes to prove you can find a letter carrier anywhere, and they're doing God's work, quite frankly. And what's better, quite frankly, I've done a bad job of this, but there's still something about an old fashioned snail mail paper letter or card or something you could something tangible you open up and you read the written word and then you write back.
It can be extremely meaningful, yeah. Even if it's just something simple. I know one of my college friends loves to send postcards, and she travels a lot. And it's so cool to get something. It's like, hey, from Colombia. And I'm like, Wow, that's cool. Even if it's a postcard, you can only write so much, but it's still very cool.
We have to choose your words carefully. I think that's where, you know, I'm as guilty as anyone else. I mean, in the texting, snapping, whatever world, you know, we take communication for granted. We don't always think intentionally about what things we say or type quickly because it's just 2 seconds later you say something else. But in a postcard, especially, limited space, you have to think about each thing you say.
We could all use a little bit more intentionality in every aspect of our lives, I think.
Totally agree, Mr. Zomers. I wanted to get to this for a few days, and I think now is the right time, pardon me, to do it. Because Joe Biden, as we've been talking about, pardon me. Again, once again, it's time for a little water with Toddy. This time from the CBS mug, by the way. And again, a shout out to Jane Matinere for sending me this great Yeti water mug. I'll be putting that to use very soon, especially when I go on the road, right?
Yes, definitely. But the CBS mug is also very good.
Yeah, all the way back from 1988, and it's still with me. Well, I survived a lot longer than a lot of things in my life.
I feel like I would have been hand washing it in the sink and dropped it like half an inch and it would shatter entirely. I've had that happen with my favorite mug before.
I don't put it in the dishwasher. I'm very careful with it. So
I was so careful and it slipped out of my hand like a half an inch and just shattered. It was so sad.
Sorry to hear that.
Anyway,
last week, President Biden was in Wisconsin, rightfully taking credit for things he got done in the first couple of years of his presidency, like the bipartisan infrastructure law and CHIPS and Science Act and the Inflation Reduction Act. Instead of a trickle-down fantasy, Biden's economic policy of investing to resurrect the middle class is, in fact, working. As President Biden said, the investments have fueled, quote, a historic boom in rebuilding our roads and bridges, developing and deploying clean energy, and revitalizing American manufacturing, unquote. The government's investments have been the catalyst for $866 billion. Let me say that again, $866 billion so far in private sector investments across the country. And in Racine last week, Biden announced that Microsoft is investing $3.3 billion to build a new data center that will help operate one of the most powerful artificial intelligence systems in the world. It is expected to create 2,300 union construction jobs and employ 2,000 permanent workers to start with, by the way. Microsoft is partnering with University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Gateway Technical College, and even area high schools to develop and prepare people who want to pursue careers in the field. As it happens, the site of Microsoft's data center will forever live in infamy as the greatest con job in the United States, let alone Wisconsin history. Here is the brief history. Now, to get elected, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker promised that he'd create 250,000 jobs. Walker never came close to that goal, of course, but his true ambition was far greater. He imagined himself as president, not of a company, but the United States. Walker's presidential campaign was a magnificent flash in the pan. Early on, he looked like a contender to succeed Barack Obama, but thanks to Donald Trump, Walker promptly crashed and burned. His candidacy lasted exactly 71 days. Walker returned to Wisconsin with his tail between his legs and an electorate quite unhappy, as he had been spending a lot more time in Iowa than Wisconsin. We may never know if it was casino owner Sheldon Adelson or another billionaire backer who orchestrated what came next. Suddenly, Foxconn, a company out of Taiwan with a long history of broken promises to build plants to exchange for government incentives, was promising to build a facility and create 13,000 jobs making liquid crystal display screens. It was Walker's Hail Mary reelection scheme. Even the Trumpster got into the act, coming to the promised high-tech campus to proclaim it, quote, the eighth wonder of the world, unquote. Fortunately, Foxconn never collected all of the $3 billion in tax incentives promised by Walker, because Foxconn never created the promised jobs. Biden, by contrast, also took credit for another fact, record low unemployment. During Biden's tenure so far, Wisconsin has added 178,000 jobs. 178,000 jobs so far under the Biden administration. President Biden pointed to one more fact, one of the tens of thousands of infrastructure projects with federal funds. A large majority are in Republican-dominated states. As Joe Biden put it, quote, I promised to be the president of all Americans, unquote. That's what an actual politician, actual government servant, a public servant does. They put country above party. They put getting things done over politics. As former Governor Tommy Thompson is fond of saying, in politics, there are people who want to be and people who want to do. Scott Walker was someone who just wanted to be. President Joe Biden, like Tommy Thompson, is someone who wants to do and is getting her done. Great show today. Thank you to Mr. Aaron Zommers and all of you for listening as well. All the phone calls and the texts, much appreciated. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn next. Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Trigvi and Kreitlow tomorrow. We'll see you then. Keep banging your drum.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Pat Kreitlow. Wednesday on Up North News Radio, from electric school buses to solar panels, how we're educating our children while being better to the environment.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.